graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
The time has come.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the moment has arrived.
I give you...
It's time for Riled Up. Your chance to let it all out. If you're riled up, call 610-771-9751 and leave a message. Riled Up is brought to you by Riley Sales. Are you riled up? Cool down with a Duquesne AC from Riley Sales. They supply the HVAC pros who will get the job done right.
This program is rated adults only. It contains language that may offend some people.
Some may find the following disturbing. Discretion is advised.
This is Riled Up. Now here are Harry Mays and Jason Martinez.
Yeah, it's time for Riled Up, and we come to find out during the break, Harry. Can I do a first Riled Up?
Yes, you can.
My hand is up.
Are you riled up about Pat?
I come to find out during the break that Egan's very, very particular
selective
about the riled up calls that come on the line.
He's almost discriminatory,
exactly.
I believe, to a degree.
I'm not discriminatory. If the call sucks, I'm not going to put it on.
Sometimes suck is good.
Yes. Oh, no, I understand that.
Which is why you get a weekend shift on occasion.
But when you... Oh, that's creative.
This is the manager
who put himself in that spot.
That's a low blow.
Yeah, it's a real low blow.
This is a manager who put himself in that spot.
But when you just rant, when you have a call that just rambles on and on, I'm not going to put it on.
All right. Well, since Pat was so selective,
yeah,
we need people to load up this live line today, Harry. 610-632-0975.
Yeah, let's get the live ones going. Now, let's remind Pat that he's just squatting on this show for a week.
Well, he's a board op this week. Okay. He is not producing. 610-632-0975. That's the live riled up number. Hit it early, hit it often, and we will get to the live calls intermixed with the selective Pat Egan calls, and we start off with a recorded phone call from the Riled Up line right now.
That billboard out in New England was a horrible representation of this fan base, man. Looked like a kid's bright light. One of those things you connect those kids had next to their bed, man. You need an eagle with his claws, with a patriot in his hand, cranking his head off with the claws ripping out of the billboard, man. Now that's what I'm talking about, baby.
Now that would be cool.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Or like where he's got the claws and he's digging into Tom Brady's skull.
Like the talons.
Yeah.
You know what they call those?
Yeah, is that what they call
them? I think they're called talons.
That, and I wouldn't mind having one with like a bitten in half one as well. Like the movie, I saw the movie Meg this weekend.
Oh, you did?
About the Megalodon.
Yeah, that Egan.
Not a Metagon. The Megalodon.
Egan went to see that a week ago.
Yeah.
I don't think he gave it any thumbs up.
It was so bad.
Yeah.
Sucked.
It did suck, too.
Yeah.
Is it a shark thing?
That's what a megalodon is.
It's Jason Statham
literally versus a shark.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's ridiculous. All right. Yeah.
This should have been called Jump the Shark.
It should have been called Not Go See.
But isn't it a local guy did it, though, right?
He's making a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well, good on him. What's next?
Please stop dragging on the fan set announcement. You told us you would tell us Thursday. And then it was Friday. Just tell them Kendall Jenner is going to be there.
Yeah, wishful thinking. I don't know what the announcement is.
I do.
But I darn sure think it is not that.
Yeah, but I do agree with the guy who left that message.
Yeah.
We got told on Thursday during a break from Coach Camille that there was a big announcement. He wouldn't tell us what it was. I flashed my management card, which is still in my wallet.
Yeah.
And I found out what it was. I thought they were going to announce it on Friday, but they're announcing it today on Mikey Mish's show at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
But yeah, you can't tease something for 4 days. That's not fair to the people.
Well, see, Camille always likes to jump the gun with this kind of stuff.
Yeah, he gets excited.
Because he gets excited, and he has a power base because he has knowledge of it and others don't. So he likes to throw that around a little bit.
You know that knowledge is power.
Yes.
And a lot of times, we don't have it. Let's take a live call, Harry. Let's go to Mike and Delran on the live line. What's going on, Mike? You riled up?
Yo, what's up, guys? I'm riled up. You know what I'm riled up about? All those people that were, how come nobody's getting on the Phillies? They're in first place. How come nobody's giving the Phillies respect? You watch the series against the Mets? That's why. They're frauds. They're playing over their potential. They're overachieving. Don't give me that. We need to give them the same respect. The Sixers closed out their season with 16 straight wins. Until the Phillies can do something against a mediocre team, I don't want to hear you cry, baby.
It's hard to argue.
Yeah.
I will remind you, they're still only a half game out, and they're still in the wild card picture.
Yeah. So, and the next six games, three against the Nats.
Yeah.
On the road. And then three north of the border against the Blue Jays.
And then the Nats again.
And then the Nats at home.
Yeah.
And you said you put them on the countdown timer, Harry.
Yeah.
You're going to give them a week.
Because football's right around the corner, man. You can see it from here. You can see the end of the line.
And see a lot of people go, well, Harry, football's just on Sunday. Not in your world.
No. In fact, Thursday, we're going to go through that Thursday night schedule because you detailed the Monday night schedule. It actually looks pretty darn good.
I'm really impressed with the Monday night football schedule.
That means Thursday has got to be bad because there's only so many good games to go around.
Yeah. Well, any football game right now, regular season game, looks good because we're watching preseason.
Yeah.
But that being said, you're right. We'll take a look at that Thursday schedule, the slate coming up in the NFL this year.
Harry, love you, bro. But you're ending on Friday. If you're not used to the new helmet rule, we'll just get used to it and then eventually just love the game. It ain't happening. This thing needs to go. It needs to go away.
Well, I mean, what's he referring to, the ending?
Well, I don't know what he means by the ending, but here's the deal.
On Friday's show, I ended the show with saying something about that. Because I know we talked about it, but
yeah.
I just say, we always end up complaining at this point in time of the year about all these new rules.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, we accept it. That was my point.
Yeah. And because you don't have a choice.
Right.
And here, breaking news, they're not going to repeal the rule because they can't. Because the reason why they sold the rule when they instituted it was in the name of safety.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're claiming that you did the work and you put this rule in because it's going to make the game safer, and then you repeal it and get rid of the rule, well, then you're knowingly and advertising that you're making the game less safe.
Yeah, you're putting guys, you're keeping guys at risk, and I don't want to do that.
Can't do that. One of the guys that'll be performing on stage for the Riled Up segment coming up Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
At FanFest, Harry, is on the live line right now.
Oh, man.
We go to the hometown of Pine Hill, New Jersey.
Oh, jeez.
And Sean from Pine Hill is on the Fanatic. What's up, Sean?
A couple losses to the Mets. It's all it took for Mike to become Negadelphia again and get off the train. They're still first in the wild card, right, and half a game out. So, get your facts straight, buddy.
That's right.
I'm going on vacation for 5 days. I will be back Friday night. I'm going in the cabin with the wife and kids. Going to collect my thoughts and get ready to dominate that stage better than a Peter North decoration.
Oh, my God.
Woo!
He always has to go there.
Yeah, he does.
Always, at the end.
I'm sure his wife is really proud,
too. Yeah.
He always goes there.
I'm sure she can't wait to be locked up in a cabin with him for a few days.
Yeah, he may be locked out of the cabin.
Jeez.
let's go to Pine Hill, and you go, my. Your discontent is off the charts lately.
But I'll tell you, I am looking forward to his performance on stage.
Yeah.
Because there's one thing about him. Say what you want about him. When the red light's on, he performs.
Well, here's the thing, though, too. When you're performing live, you have to be careful. You have to, A, know how to work a microphone.
Right.
You can't just speak it. If you're going to yell, you got to get it away from your mouth a little bit.
Mic technique.
Yes.
A little mic technique.
When Robert Plant hits that note in Cashmere, Hair, mm-hmm. the mic's not right on the mouth. It's away.
Right.
And he lets it fade off. That's perfect mic technique. As I was watching a lot of Led Zeppelin live videos this weekend, as a matter of fact, on the YouTube.
No one cares.
What's next?
This is the thin cut crinkle fry here. You guys got me pretty pissed off. How dare you label me a conduit of nothing more than melted cheese and Old Bay seasoning. They're called crab fries. They're not called Old Bay seasoning and cheese snacks with potatoes. Crab fries. Kiss my crinkled ass.
crinkled ass.
Yes. I forgot. I totally blanked at the fact that the crab fries are crinkle cut. It's just they have so much of the seasoning on them, and then they put the cheese on that I never even noticed.
See, they're third in that pecking order of the crab fry.
Yeah.
Because the number one thing for the crab fry is the seasoning.
Sure.
And then the number two thing is the cheese.
Sauce, yeah.
And the fry's an afterthought.
Yeah.
That's just a means to get the cheese and the seasoning down the chute.
That's what we were saying, and he took issue with that.
Yeah, well, he's wrong.
I thought that was good discussion, though, on Friday.
I agree. Some of the best all week. Colin in Philly is on the live line, Harry. What is going on, Colin? You riled up?
What's up, guys? Normally, I am riled up when half-ass Egan is in there doing the nooner, but
But today I figured I just wanted to call because I thought it was hilarious that right at the end of the nooner, Harry, all I heard in Harry's voice was, "Hey, Egan, hate to do it to you, but we're up against a hard break. We got to get out." Because you guys ended that so fast and wanted it just to be over with because of his just lack of caring on it. I just had to call and say that's all I've been hearing all day now.
Well,
it's Harry and saying, "Egan, we got
to
get out."
Well, yeah, and Jason went right to a phone call.
Yeah.
Well, it was right in the... It was perfect. I thought I was thinking to myself. So, Egan, pick it up on your end, dude. We know you're half-assed.
Yeah, you're getting tickets right, for that call.
Well, now I just...
Wait, I gotta give this guy tickets now?
Yes.
All right, sounds good.
I just went to Pat. I said, get the Digger Phelps audio. Get the Digger. He goes, I don't have it.
Oh,
see, now that would have been really good to, you know, to hit that drop.
Digger, hey, I hate to do it. So, we're up against it.
So, yeah. I mean, I don't mind being ripped when I deserve it, okay? Yeah. And I do a lot. I deserve it a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
I searched the system. It's not in there under Digger or the word Phelps. What do you want me to do?
Let's take another live crawl, and let's go to somebody with some sanity here. By comparison, Inge is on the live line. Oh, what's going on, Inge?
Let me start off by saying that you guys need to control your trash people in this country because it's becoming embarrassing. Okay, I will take care of my trash people. You take care, starting from the guy at the top. Can you please do that? It's embarrassing me.
Look, nobody can control a whole group of people, and you can't control the Korean Americans.
Yes, I can, and I'll try. But look, sports. Faults. Forget faults. It's the Paisan GM. When you look at the faults fiasco, including the Sacramento pick, it will go down in Sixers history. It's the worst move in history.
All right. What's got you? Why does that have you riled up today?
No, it does. Did you see those Duke players? God, that Zion kid.
Look, Zion Williamson?
Yeah.
Look, and this is the sad part. Our coach, Brett Brown, because he's a good man, he's going to hold on to faults instead of winning a championship.
Well, they got
to
get a GM in there. Now, Iggy, okay, real quick, are you going to FanFest?
No, my final point. Let me make this final point then. Because of that, the Phillies by far are ahead of the Sixers to win the next championship, besides the Eagles, obviously.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So you're second.
There's no question about it.
Are you coming to FanFest? Are you coming to FanFest?
Yeah, I don't think I can make it. This.
Why? What do you got going on?
No, I'm busy. I'm busy.
Doing what?
He's busy.
No, I am. I wanted to come, but it just didn't work out.
You make a different excuse every year.
This coming
this Saturday.
Yeah, I can't make it this Saturday. If it was this past Saturday, I would have made it.
Yeah, but it's not.
It's not.
Oh, jeez. Why do I even try and reason with him? Even on a thing like coming to FanFest.
Yeah, I know.
What's that?
You love the mental exercise.
I do.
That entails.
He's like caffeine to me. Yeah. He wakes me up every time.
Jason, I can't stop saying "oh my!" At the house, at work, doing the dishes. Look at that blue jay. Oh my! Oh man, that's some good mango. Oh my! I'm watching the Phils. I got the wife doing it. She goes, "Look at gorgeous Gabe." Oh my!
Oh my!
And see, this is a technique that relaxes me now. I get pissed off really fast, so if I'm feeling really uptight, I go, "Oh my!"
Oh,
you're guaranteed to smile.
The oh my is pervaded everywhere for that guy.
Great.
Did he say his wife is doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's the new Serenity now.
Look at gorgeous Gabe. Oh my.
Yeah. Oh, that's you with an oh my.
Yes.
Wow. It's sweeping the nation.
Mm-hmm.
But he does sound like George Takei.
It does. Yeah.
Dr. Sulu.
Right.
So if the shoe fits, Harry, you wear it.
Oh my.
What's next, Pat?
Maybe the Phillies should sign Big Al, and they'll actually hit some dingers against these bad teams. Okay, the Phillies aren't that good. They're terrible. Okay, I want to trade half this team. Okay.
That's a mockery of the okay guy.
Yes, this Big Al kid. Which team does he play for, Pat?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm watching real baseball.
Oh, you don't? You're not into the little
I've
World
never.
Series?
I've never. When Danny Almonte was in it, I was really into it. After that, I got out.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, hey, Danny Almonte is collecting apparently senior security or social security now.
Social security. Yeah, he's a senior citizen.
Yeah.
Well, this Big Al kid apparently had a really good intro. Like he gives him, you know, he gave the nickname, I'm so-and-so, they call me Big Al, and I hit dingers or something.
It was a legendary intro.
He kind of dropped the mic right after that.
Oh, so he's a cocky little guy.
Yeah, he's a little chunky kid, but,
do you appreciate that?
He's like the all-star so far of the week.
Well, that's basically not going to be allowed if he gets to the big leagues, because you're not allowed to have fun.
No?
No. But you are allowed, if a guy hits three leadoff home runs in three consecutive games, you're allowed to hit him.
Yeah.
Right in the back with a pitch that was 97 miles an hour, the hardest one you threw all year.
Pat, can you dig up that audio of him doing the intro before the end of the show for the people?
We'll have it for Thursday.
In case you heard it.
All right.
Yeah.
What's next? Is that it?
That's it.
That's it. There you go. All right, that was Riled Up, and it's brought to you by Riley Sales. Are you riled up?
It just ends in a fiery car wreck in the third turn, doesn't it, with him?
The only way I know how.
Like, there's no, warning, this is the last one, in your ear or anything, It's just, that's it.
Yeah, you get to the tunnel turn at Pocono Hair.
Yeah, right.
Where half the track can't see it, and they don't come back around. You go, what happened to Martinez and Harry?
That's it.
They buried headfirst into the wall in the tunnel turn.
It's time to move on.
Yeah it's brought to you by Riley Sales. Are you riled up? Cool down with the Duquesne AC from Riley Sales. They supply the HVAC pros that will get the job done right. Hit the Riled Up line tonight. Put it in your phone as a contact. Make it a favorite. Make it even easier. And that way you can hit the Riled Up line whenever you see fit, when you find something that either angers you or makes you happy. You just want to be creative and have a little fun. You can call the Riled Up line at 610-771-9751.
Yes.
All right, so 610-771-9751. I got all these numbers in my head today, and my head's a little scrambled.
Yeah.